Page 5. Exercise D. Understand the grammar. Listen to the conversations and circle the letter of the correct summary of the events. Listen again if necessary. Conversation 1.
You'll never believe what I saw on my way to class today.
What?
Well, I was running to catch the bus when I saw a bear at the bus stop eating ice cream.
Come on!
No, seriously. They were shooting a video to promote some children's movie, and I guess they thought the bus stop would be a good location. In any case, by the time my bus came, they had finished the shoot.
Conversation 2.
Oh no, Mom!
What happened?
That girl over there at the cashier. She's buying the sweater I was thinking of buying.
How did she get it?
She must have taken it when I was trying on this one. But I wanted that one.
Well, did you leave it on the table?
I must have. I tried it on, and then I put it back on the table when I went into the dressing room to try this one on. I wanted to compare it with the first one. I could kick myself. I had my heart set on that sweater.
Well, there's no way she could have known you wanted it. I think you're out of luck, Lisa.
Conversation 3.
Oh no, I can't find my phone again.
Well, I'm sure it must be somewhere. When did you see it last?
Let me think. Well, I used it to text Mark.
Where were you when you texted him?
I guess I was in the car.
No offense, Diane, but were you driving at the time?
What difference would that make?
Well, first, it's pretty reckless to text while driving. But the main reason I asked was to help you figure out when you sent the text.
Well, actually, I remember now. I had parked, and I was in the parking garage downstairs when I texted him. Right after that, I came up here.
Did you have a lot of packages?
Yes, I did. Oh, now I remember. I stuck the phone into the bag from the supermarket. It must still be there. I haven't put the food away yet. Thanks.